When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I got to tell you, I don't understand at all this coach of LSU, Mulkey. You know who I'm talking about, Kim Mulkey. She just seems so paranoid about what people say about her and what people think about her and what people write about her and what portrays her as. She's lost her effing mind. Now, the coach of LSU has gone off on the LA Times in a story that made her team's matchup against UCLA as a reckoning between good versus evil. She called it sexist, awful, and wrong. And then they won, of course, 78-69. She was asked about her team embracing the us against the world mentality and whether she had told her players to enjoy having the black hat on. In response, she said that she was sent Friday's column in the LA Times that described her team as dirty debutantes and that UCLA was milk and cookies. And the column portrayed the matchup as good versus evil, right versus wrong, inclusive versus divisive. And she said, you can criticize coaches all you want. That's our business. You can come at us and say, you're the worst coach in America. I hate you. I hate everything about you. We expect that. It comes with the territory. But the one thing that I'm not going to do is let you go out and attack young people. And there were some things in this commentary that you should be offended by as women. It was so sexist. It was good versus evil in that game that evil called us dirty debutantes. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to let you talk about 18 to 21-year-old kids in that tone. Now, the Times took out some of the language, including the reference to dirty debutantes, later on Saturday, saying in a statement that it did not meet their editorial standards. And then the newspaper wouldn't talk about it after that. Mulkey said, I had someone say the LA Times updated and rewrote the article. That was the extent of it. So I'm not sure what the rewrite was. I'm not sure if it was an apology. I'm not sure of any of that. But personally, no one has reached out to me, nor do I require that. I don't need all of that. I just like to recognize when I feel something was done inappropriately to young people that I get a coach. Earlier on Saturday, the Washington Post came out with their story about Mulkey. It was published, And she said it was a, quote, hit piece, end quote, in a statement she said last week that she was suing the Washington Post with the biggest defamation law firm in the country. She was going to have at it. And Mulkey said multiple times she's not afraid to speak out against what she sees as wrong. She said that, in her view, the LA Times crossed a line. Quote, I'm not going to let sexism continue. And if you don't think that's sexism, then you are in denial. How dare people attack kids like that? You don't have to like the way we play. You don't have to like the way we trash talk. You don't have to like any of that. We're good with that. But I can't sit here as a mother and a grandmother and as a leader of young people and allow somebody to say that, because, guys, that's wrong. I know sexism when I see it and I read it, and that was awful. After she made her comments, the UCLA coach had, you know, basically retweeted the Times column on her, like, social media account. And she told ESPN that she made a mistake in retweeting the story without reading it fully. In a statement, Close also apologized to Mulkey and the entire LSU program. She said, I always want to be a person that is about growing our game and building up people in it. I made a huge mistake in reposting without reading it first. I'm very sorry for that. I would never want to promote anything that tears down a group of people in our great game. I do not condone racism, sexism, or inflammatory comments aimed at individuals in our community. I only want to grow the game and have a positive impact on the people who come together because of basketball. I hope that I have proven over time with my behaviors and choices that this was an isolated mistake and not the intention of my heart. Everyone on LSU to me is paranoid. The players have repeatedly gone on record as saying they feel people are rooting against them and rooting for them to lose and don't like them because they are unapologetically speaking their minds. And they said that multiple times. And obviously the players have had post-game news conferences and have said it before Mulkey started talking. Angel Reese, who's the cockiest chick player in America, and everybody knows it, said, quote, we're the good villains. Everybody wants to beat LSU. Everybody wants to be LSU. You've got to realize, like, we're not any regular basketball team. We're just changing the game. We're doing the unknown. Me being able to be on the court, but also off the court. I like to model and do other things. I can do both. Johnson can do both. Morrow can do both. We all can do both. That's what people don't believe in. They don't think that we're focused, and we prove every single night when we get between the lines, we're focused. And it didn't end there. LSU's guard, Haley Van Lith, defended her team yesterday following the Times column that described players as debutantes, calling those who perceive them negatively as being racist, quote, racist toward my teammates, end quote. She said that the team saw the story before their Sweet 16 game against UCLA Saturday, and she says she wishes they had not read it because that can crush your soul a little bit that someone would ever say that about us that doesn't even know us. She said, quote, we do a lot of black, you know, women on this team, have a bunch of them, and unfortunately that bias does exist still today, and a lot of people that are making those comments are being racist toward my teammates, according to Van Lith. She's white. She said, I'm in a unique situation where I see with myself, I'll talk trash and I'll get a different reaction than if Angel Reese talks trash. I have a duty to my teammates to have their back. Some of the words that were used in the LA Times article were very sad and upsetting, calling us dirty debutantes. That has nothing to do with sports. That's not motivating. But in my opinion, I know for a fact that people see us differently because we do have a lot of black women on our team who have an attitude and like to talk trash, and people feel a certain way about it. At the end of the day, I'm rocking with them because they don't let that change who they are. They stay true to themselves, and I'll always have their back. So Van Litt said she saw the way people criticized LSU last year on their national championship run, particularly when it came to Reese after she pointed at her ring finger and made the John Cena, you can't see me hand gesture, waving her hand across her face toward Caitlin Clark. Van Litt said she sees a double standard and it's been going on since her high school days. She said, I've experienced it at Louisville. I've experienced it my whole life. A lot of times, I'm one of the only white people on the team, so I do see things from a different perspective. I think a lot of people who live in communities that everyone is like them, that's when they tend to think, oh, racism doesn't exist today. But I have seen it, and I have experienced it, and I watched it happen to my teammates. I watch it happen to my friends. So, like, when I go back home, which is all white, I do share those experiences. When I was in high school, they tried to cancel the Martin Luther King Jr. Assembly because we didn't have enough time for it. But every other holiday, we've had enough time for it. We were a majority white high school, so no one had a problem with it. It's my responsibility to say things when that happens because I'm in a unique position. She said, of course, that Reese gets the brunt of it. Reese said, it motivates us every time someone says something bad about us or crazy about us. It motivates us. It makes us more hungry. It makes us want to go out there and win even more. So I love that about our team. Being a part of LSU has been great, and I just love it. People are going to believe and say what they want to say about you. You can't change people's perceptions of you. So I just let it be whatever it is. I mean, I don't even care. Now, as for Reese against Caitlin Clark, which we're going to see tonight when they hook up in the Elite Eight, she said, I don't think people realize it's not personal, Reese said. Once we get out between those lines, if I see you walking down the street, it's like, hey, girl, what up? Let's hang out. I think people just take it like we hate each other. Me and Caitlin don't hate each other. I want everybody to understand that. It's just a super competitive game. Once I get between the lines, there's no friends. I'm going to talk trash to you. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get in your head the entire game. But after the game, we can kick it. I don't think people realize that. Reese said, it's fine. I'll take the villain role. I'll take the hit for it. But I know we're growing women's basketball. If this is the way we're going to do it, then this is the way we're going to do it. You either like it or you don't. She said her relationship with Clark is super competitive. They've been playing against each other since high school. And then again, when Reese started her career in College Park with Maryland. Clark said, there's definitely fire. Both of us want to win more than anything, and that's how it should be when you're a competitor and you get into a situation like this, whether it's the national championship or if it's the Elite Eight. One last note. I do not believe for 1 minute that Kim Mulkey will win a defamation lawsuit against the Washington Post or anyone else for that matter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.